Cashing in with conversation. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Hey, it's Entrepreneur Friday here on the Noon Business Hour. The so-called gig economy has gained a foothold for people working outside jobs. It also has implications for retirement, though. Let's find some answers. Scott Sargis is joining us, founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago. Scott, the benefits of the gig economy, you get to sort of do what you want when you want to do it. But later on down the line, retirement time, you don't have any sort of 401k to be plowing money into.
Correct. And you don't have the umbrella that you would have with a big company that has benefit experts, et cetera, working to advise you. That's why I recommend that you recruit 4 key advisors on your own, an accountant, especially a CPA, a banker, an insurance person, and a broker. They can help you with the various pensions or profit-sharing plans, and there's a wide range of them, but the key is that you can still have many of the offerings at your disposal that someone at a large company has.
Now, one thing you're not going to have is any sort of matching dollars, obviously, because you're not working for a traditional company in a traditional way. But can people just by themselves, can they still plow away enough money to be able to retire comfortably?
They can, but the caveat, once again, Cisco, is you need a key advisor because there's various profit sharing plans and pensions. You can go with an IRA. You can have a pension plan like a 401k. But you have to be aware of, what are the insurance liabilities that you have, health insurance, liability insurance, workman's comp. So it's best to get an advisor that is up on that. And once again, 4 key advisors one should have in their portfolio, an accountant, especially a CPA, a banker, insurance person, and broker. Those would help you immensely.
Now, a CPA can probably help you stay out of tax trouble, right? Because a lot of people aren't sure about this self-employment because they're used to the traditional jobs.
Correct. And my accountant, John Large, helps me with also the other 3 aspects, helping me recruit other key people. So that's the key. You need key advisors, especially if you're on your own in the gig economy.
And is that where those advisors can help you start things on some sort of auto deduction? A lot of people save that way through their paycheck, but they can't if they're just working these gigs, unless, of course, they get a company to automatically hit the checking account.
Right. There's different companies that do that for you. Paychecks comes to mind as one. And, there's a wealth of subcontractors that have sprung up to help the gig economy. So once again, it's very important that you spend a lot of time and effort recruiting key advisors to help you. Ask, some of your other friends, meet 2 or 3 key people, accountants, bankers, insurance people, brokers. Ask them what they can do for you. Ask them for references. And that's the key. If you're in the gig economy, you need people to help you actuate these parts of the equation.
Now, what about Social Security and the gig worker? Are there any sort of implications? Is it pretty much the same?
Well, it depends on your age. It depends on the size of your company. I mean, there's a lot of different aspects, and that's why you need key advisors to help you with that. And, there's a wide range of issues, and that's why I can't emphasize enough that you need the right advisors in your portfolio that can help you with those types of issues, including Social Security.
When it comes to Social Security, so if you have various gigs and you're considered an independent contractor there, you're paying self-employment taxes. In the end, does that pretty much do the same thing as far as building your Social Security, the same as if you were employed regularly?
Right. But once again, you have to make sure that you fill out the 1099s. You have to make sure that you do things properly according to Social Security laws. I'm not a lawyer, so I can't advise people on that. But that's another person you might want to have in your portfolio of advisors, a good lawyer, who knows tax law and Social Security law, so that you don't make mistakes on that.
Yeah, I've talked to some Uber drivers. Whenever I'm in Uber or Lyft, I kind of talk to the driver about the job. And many of them talk about that first year that they were driving, they just got hammered because they weren't expecting all the taxes that they were going to have to pay and they hadn't saved up for it. They thought it was just all cash.
Right. So, you know, planning is the key. And I would recommend before you really get too much into the gig economy that you do recruit a wealth of advisors. And that's one of the big problems a lot of gig workers don't do is they don't step forward with those advisors. They make mistakes and then they wonder, well, what should I have done, you know, early on? Early on, you should recruit a key team, so to speak, of advisors, the accountant, the banker, the insurance person, the broker, and maybe even a lawyer who knows tax law and Social Security law to help you out.
And really important, given the fact that the gig economy is not going away. It doesn't seem like that's turning around anytime soon.
No, Intuit's survey predicts by next year, 43% of workers are going to be in the gig economy. So it's a growing segment, especially with digitization of the economy, which is good. It makes people more mobile, but it also has contributed to the gig economy.
Thanks so much for the analysis, Scott Sargis. Scott is founder and president of Strategic Search Corp here in Chicago.